Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Robin Harvey Kuntz with Hospice of Washington County about their upcoming 5K.
Each year, Hospice of Washington County holds a 5K fundraiser. And this year, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, things have shifted a little bit. Can you share what will be happening this fall for the 5K?
Thank you, Sally. Sure can. Our 2020 5K Memorial Walk Run is going to be virtual this year. It will take place over a week. It starts on Saturday, September 19th, and people have through Saturday, the 26th of September, to complete it. Walkers and runners can participate wherever they choose, whenever they choose, whatever's convenient for them.
So you could potentially have people walking the normal route, or you could have people in another state.
That's correct. Actually, we had a couple people from various places around the country already sign up to walk in honor of their loved one.
And traditionally, there are photos, signs up along the route to help memorialize people who have passed. Will that be part of this year?
Actually, since the race is virtual this year, we will be doing something slightly different. The memorial photos are going to have their own event. We're going to showcase them on Saturday the 19th, starting that morning, all throughout the day, and continuing through Sunday the 20th, we will have the memorial photos up in Washington Central Park for everyone to walk through and enjoy.
And if people want to register for the virtual 5K, how do they do that?
Well, there's lots of options this year. We have actually got a race site that folks can get online and do everything through the race site, or they can email in their registration form, or they can also send it by postal mail. We do have a deadline for early sign-ups, though, so if you want to have the early bird pricing, it has to be in by the 11th of September.
And with that, are there still going to be T-shirts?
Yes, there's still T-shirts. And what we're going to probably do for that is do a drive-by pickup, or if folks can't come, we'll figure out another way to get it to them.
And with the COVID-19 pandemic, has Hospice of Washington County still been providing services?
Yes, we have. Throughout the entire pandemic, we've been working behind the scenes, helping to keep people safe. You know, our patients and their families are utmost importance in our world. And so making sure that everyone is safe and is healthy is what we do. And also making sure that they're enjoying their life the best they can.
And my family is a Hospice of Washington County family, and we find a lot of emotion during the 5K, but a lot of camaraderie. Do you think that people will still find that during the virtual 5K?
You know, I am really hoping that it actually expands in a different way. I heard from a few people that don't live here anymore in Washington and would love to have participated in events in the past, but cannot do it because, of course, they don't live here. So this year, folks that are in various parts of the country are like sending me notes and messages saying, hey, I want to participate. I can do this. And they're excited about it. There's just a different kind of excitement in the air. It's not the same sort of excitement, but I think it's a good excitement. We're going to learn something different from this.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Robin Harvey Kuntz from Hospice of Washington County talking about their upcoming 5K. For a link to register, visit this story at kciiradio.com. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.